most busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose.
I smoke pot, and I like it a lot. Hi, this is Willie Nelson. I learned a long time ago that marijuana is a lot safer to use than alcohol. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the responsible use of marijuana by adults. It's time we stopped arresting and started respecting responsible marijuana smokers in America. And to learn what you can do to help, please contact Normal at www.norml.org or call toll-free at 888-67-NORMAL.
The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride.
Distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash. Today it is Independence Day. It's the 4th of July, 2007. Thanks for joining us here at the Audio Stash today. Make sure you join Normal today. Be a patriot. Make sure that we end senseless marijuana prohibition in America. You can join today. The website is always open at norml.org. Got a special music show for you here today. Really an all-star lineup if there ever was one. We're going to start things off with Sublime. Then it's DOA, Barrington Levy, and the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Tupac Shakur, Snoop Dogg, in the 4th of July 1996 performance at the House of Blues on the Sunset Strip. The band Belt is here with American Holiday song. Willie Nelson here today. Also Bad Religion, and we're going to round things out with Cypress Hill. I don't know anywhere else we're going to have such a stony, wonderful lineup of music other than right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Check out our website for links to all of the musicians at normalaudiostash.com. We're back tomorrow here on the Audio Stash. We're going to have some special interviews this week. Rick Steves will be here on the podcast this week, as well as the band Potluck. We got some giveaways from Potluck this week. Thanks to everyone out there for tuning in on this Independence Day this year. Make sure you tune in every day to Normal's Daily Audio Stash to get the most comprehensive information about marijuana law reform, the latest scientific news, the latest legal developments. We have all the voices involved with the end of prohibition right here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash every single day. And again, make sure you join Normal. Make sure we end marijuana prohibition right now. All you got to do is visit norml.org today. There's even some very cool patriotic t-shirts that you can get up on eBay and in Normal's gear store. Freedom-loving American t-shirts. Check those out. We got links to those on our website as well. It's all here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. And let's get things started with Sublime. This is from the Hempilation album, A High Times Magazine and Normal Production.
I'm What's up, guys? This is Miss High Times 2007, and you're chilling with us here at the Normal Podcast.
The home of the run for the master race of the USA. You're listening to Pod Safe Music on Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Are you ready for this? This is the good sense of me in the smoker. Yeah. I don't know, so we now do nothing farmer crack and cocaine and no dust and all them things. Watch it. If I'm a star, I'm looking at sun and I burn me ganja pipe. Babylon come and tell me that's not right. So I'm burning 10 balls, it's on the right. Then them come in and them look on Danny Dread. Them said, hey, Nancy Dreadlocks, so where you come from? They want some two stick of sensi under your thumb. I said, no, officer, Lord, you must be mad. You only smoke cigarettes and strictly shag. Oh, no. All over me, them don't romp with me, they take away my sensei. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. Oh no, see, no, we, no, hey, no, we, yeah. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. One gun button, my life appear, blood, my start spit. To Babylon, nobody taught me, sir. Under my sense of me all night, ooh, yeah. Under my chronic me all night. Under my sense of me, under my sense of no. See, no. We don't use no cocaine to mess up our brain. We smoke up the sensei. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Oh, no. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. Them don't romp with me, they take my sensei. All over me, Babylon, that's all over me. Oh no, see, no, ooh, yeah, ooh, yeah. Never try, oh, they don't know where they want to try. Watch that. We don't use the cocaine to mess up our brain. We smoke up the sensei. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Don't give me no crack, you keep that take back, that man wanna crack. Oh no, see, no, ooh. All over me, Babylon, just all over me, wanna like it. All over me, Babylon, just all over me. All over me, Babylon, just all over me. Oh no. And I'm a sense of me, oh, I'm a, oh, yeah. And I'm a sense of me, oh, I'm a sense of. And I'm a sense of me, oh, I'm a sense of, whoa.
We started off our music set with Sublime, then we had DOA, Barrington Levy, and the Long Beach Dub All-Stars. Barrington Levy and Sublime tracks come from the Hempilation albums from High Times Magazine and the Normal Foundation. Coming up for you next is Tupac Shakur and Snoop Dogg live on stage together the 4th of July 1996, which tragically turned out to be the last live performance recorded by Tupac. It was at the House of Blues on the Sunset Strip. Here it is, two of America's most wanted, right here on the Audio Stash.
Showing up, I keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. Now I'm back in the courtroom, waiting on the outcome. Free Tupac is all that's on a nigga's mind.
But at the same time, it seems they trying to take mine. So I'm gonna get smart and get defensive and shit, and put together a million marks for some gangster shit.
Now they got a slave to multi-millionaire. Scatch your case. Let's get ready for the throwdown. This is about to go down. Me and Snoop about to clap. I'm losing my religion. I'm vicious on the stool pigeon. You might be deep in the game, but you got the rules missing. Be acting like the savage. I'm out to get the cap chucker. Nothing but love for my vivid sack.
I got a pit named Petey. She nigga Rita. I got a house out in the hills right next to Chino. And I think
I got a black Beamer.
But my dream is to own a fly casino. Like Bugsy Siegel. And do it all illegal. And get scooped up by my young homie in the Regal. It feels good to your baby mama. They see just as for the G's and the keys, motherfucker.
Check it out. Now follow as we ride. The rest who are the best on the west side. Y'all can make it famous. Niggas been down for years. So how can they blame us? I live in fear of a felony. I never stop telling you.
West Coast G's.
If you got a better flow, suffering is greed. Better be prepared when you cowards fuck with me. I must have bleed. It's must be crazy. What? Ain't no mercy, motherfuckers. You can fake the thugs. Thought it was, but it wasn't. Now disappear. Bow down in the presence of a boss.
It's like, gang banging. Everybody in the party doing dope slaying. You got to have paper in this world. You might get your purse snatched before your eyes burn. You're doing your job every day. And then you work so hard that your hair turn gray. Let me tell you about life.
Director Alan St. Pierre about presidents and marijuana. That's right, there's plenty of U.S. presidents who were involved with marijuana, including some of our founding fathers involved with hemp and perhaps smoked marijuana. Let's find out more here with Normal's executive director, Alan St. Pierre. We'll start with an interesting fact. So tell us, is this an urban myth or not, Alan, that our first president, George Washington, really did farm hemp?
George Washington indeed farmed hemp. I've gone to Mount Vernon myself and gone out to the what is called the Muddy Hole in his diary, which was a section of his plantation where he grew hemp. What is notable in his diary is his instruction to his then slaves to separate the male and female plants, and that seems to engender a lot of thoughts about Washington is potentially more than just a hemp farmer proper, that when you separate the plants in the species, the two sexes, one is trying to, under almost all circumstances, to create a drug-quality plant unless he was trying to produce seeds for the next year. So hard to know exactly. I think that one of the things that should be done is the same thing that happened with Shakespeare's pipes and smoking apparatuses, and that is that Mr. Washington does have a number of pipes that are on display both in Philadelphia and in Washington, D.C. It would just take a minute amount, a swiping in the pipe to determine whether the pipes have ever had cannabis smoked in them, and we could science would answer that question, Chris. The two presidents that we're commemorating both do have some interesting history regarding marijuana and or prohibition, certainly with Washington, as we talked about, and in his potential history regarding marijuana as a intoxicant or as a medicine, but also Abraham Lincoln, even though there's a lot of debate about exactly what he said in his debates with Douglas, it would appear clear from the biographies that Lincoln, at a time when alcohol prohibition was first becoming popular in this country, at least the notion of it, that he stood strongly against it, simply saying that we should have tolerance and not intolerance regarding it, and that we will only create more problems associated with the use of it if we make it illegal. And here we are 140 years later, and that advice is still very, very good.
That was Normal's Executive Director Alan St. Pierre in our President's Day interview, finding out a little bit more about presidents and pot here on Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Let's get back to the music.
There's something in the air this morning, something smog and a terror warning, barbecues and traffic jams, and Uncle Sam and Uncle Sam. And I'm still going to work today. It's just another American holiday. Gonna call everyone I know. Fix and chew and my spirit's lower. Go outside and drink beer on the lawn with my flip-flops on, with my flip-flops on. And we're expecting attacks today. I smuggled, baby, oh yeah. And when it's over, what will we have? A photograph of mom and dad holding flags and putting up their middle finger. And all those wonderful drinking games we play. It's just another American high.
Tupac and Snoop Dogg in his last recorded live performance, the 4th of July, 1996, House of Blues on the Sunset Strip there with two of America's Most Wanted, followed by Belt with the American Holiday Song. We found them up at podshow.com. Coming up for you next, well, Willie Nelson off the Hempelation 2 album from High Times Magazine and Normal. After him is going to be Bad Religion, then Cypress Hill.
I wrote a song about me and Paul. Called it Me and Paul. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I thought Nashville was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. We received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Almost busted in Laredo, but for reasons that I'd rather not disclose. If you're staying in a motel there and leave, don't leave nothing in your clothes. And at the airport in Milwaukee, they refused to let us board the plane at all. They said we looked suspicious, but I believe they like to pick on me and Paul. And on a package show in Buffalo with us and Kitty Wells and Charlie Pride. The show was long and we were just sitting there, and we'd come to play and not just for the ride. And we drank a lot of whiskey, so I don't know if we went on that night at all. I don't think they even missed us. I guess Buffalo ain't geared for me at all. Well, it's been rough and rocky traveling, but I'm finally standing upright on the ground. And after taking several readings, I'm surprised to find my mind still fairly sound. I thought Branson was the roughest, but I know I've said the same about them all. Received our education in the cities of the nation, me and Paul. Thank you.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Do you want to get high? Does everybody want to get high? I want to get high. So fucking high. Do you want to get high? Throw your weed leaf in the air like this. This is the new weed leaf sign. So when you're at a Cypress show or any rap group who talks about weed, go like this. This means you're a stony motherfucker. All these weed leaves can be grown by a seed.
And Bad Religion and Cypress Hill. Willie Nelson and Cypress Hill tracks from the High Times Magazine Normal Albums Hempilations 1 and 2. We have links to everything up on our website at normalaudiostash.com. Thanks for hanging out here on your Independence Day. Make sure to be a patriot. Join Normal right now to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org to get involved with legalization today. We're back tomorrow here on the Audio Stash with more information and interviews along with great music and comedy every single day right here on your first source for marijuana information, Normal's Daily Audio Stash. Everyone have a great and safe holiday. Listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Make sure you visit our website at normalaudiostash.com. That's normalaudiostash.com for more information about every day's show. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Thanks for listening today. See you at 4:20 tomorrow.
podcasting technology of Normal is made possible by Red Aphid Interactive Media. More information at redaphid.com.